Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. The parents of a 4-year-old Palmdale boy who died after allegedly being tortured for months have been indicted on murder charges and other crimes.
They're facing decades in prison if convicted as charged. Arraignment for Jose Maria Cuatro Jr. and Ursula Elaine Juarez is set for next month. Prosecutors say the couple started torturing their son Noah in April. Cuatro is also accused of sexually assaulting the boy, who died in July. The family had numerous contacts with county social workers before Noah's death.
I just miss him so much every day.
Noah's great-grandmother, Eva Hernandez, has faulted social workers for not taking him out of the home. She plans to sue the Department of Children and Family Services. The county's Office of Child Protection concluded DCFS correctly decided to leave Noah in the home. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
U.S. health officials say there's no known threats of a coronavirus outbreak in America, even though the virus has been detected here.
There have been at least 5 confirmed cases of the pneumonia-like and deadly coronavirus here in the United States. Each patient, though, had traveled to Wuhan, did not actually contract the virus here in the U.S., but more than 4,500 cases reported in China.
China is reporting more than 100 deaths. That is a high rate. The cases that have been identified skew to the severe, including patients who are older or have other illnesses.
As HHS Secretary Alex Azari says, the United States is recommending that people avoid any unnecessary travel between the United States and China, and says that there will be rolling inspections at 20 different airports with a newly devised test to determine if travelers arriving to the country have been infected with coronavirus. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Health officials in San Diego say doctors are monitoring a patient for a possible case of coronavirus. They're not releasing any information about the person other than to say that he or she had recently traveled to China and had respiratory symptoms. The patient was taken to a hospital where a specimen was taken and sent to a lab for testing. Those results are expected back as soon as today. Until then, the patient is isolated at home. If the coronavirus is confirmed, it would be the 3rd case in Southern California and the 6th in the nation. The difficult search for the victims of the Calabasas helicopter crash is finally over. Authorities say they have retrieved the remains of all 9 victims, including retired Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter.
This couldn't have been easy for the teams trying to locate the bodies among the burned, shattered wreckage of the helicopter spread across a steep hillside. And it couldn't have been easy for the victims' families because 3 bodies were found fairly quickly. They had to search for the rest of the remains. This, as fans continue to trek to the location, one young woman, a lifelong Kobe Bryant fan, came up with her father, who had given her the word about the crash on Sunday.
When he called me and told me the news, I almost broke down as if it was a family member that passed away.
And then to learn that Kobe's daughter was on board and 7 other people, too, whose loved ones are also grieving.
It was families, it was children, you know, there's people that don't have their father anymore. They don't have their sisters and daughters and husbands and wives. So it's really just heartbreaking.
The remains have been taken to the coroner's facility for examination and for formal identification. In Calabasas, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
They're in the 3rd inning at the season opener for Orange Coast College Baseball, 2 days after the head coach died in the helicopter crash. KNX 1070's Mark Carrero is there.
The 3rd inning actually just wrapped up in the last few minutes, and we saw the Orange Coast College Pirates get on the board. The score right now heading into the top of the 4th is 4-1 with the Southwestern College Jaguars leading. Now, prior to the game today, several people spoke out about the late John Altobelli, who was head baseball coach here for 27 seasons. Acting head coach Nate Johnson pointed to a banner that's been placed above the entrance here. It says, "The house that Alto built."
Everything you see here, Alto fundraised for, found a way to have done. Fundraised for this turf, press box, dugouts, bathrooms. He did it all. And when I say this is the house that Alto built, he didn't do it lightly. This took a long time. It took him 28 years, and this was his dream job, and he loved every second of this job.
Altobelli's brother, Tony, he is the sports information director for the school. He had this request for everyone here.
For the next several hours, I want you guys to smile, okay? I want you guys to laugh. I want you guys to tell jokes. Tell funny John stories. Tell funny stories about our baseball teams.
He said today is a day of remembrance, though a sad day. So he said, let's everyone smile and have some fun. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Thanks, Margaret. An Inland Empire kindergarten teacher has been arrested, accused of assaulting a young student. But there's no word yet on the exact charges against the teacher at Butterfield Ranch Elementary in Chino Hills. A six-year-old boy says she threw him to the ground, leaving him with a bruise on his head from hitting a table as he fell. His mom says she was told that another teacher saw it happen. The accused teacher is now on administrative leave as the investigation continues.
Concerned that insurance companies are using discriminatory protocols to offer group rates to drivers in California, subject of a hearing in downtown LA.
Research done by Insurance Commissioner Richard Lara's office showed what policy price breaks were given to people based on their job categories, history, or educational backgrounds. Glaring price inequities popped up. Brian Henley is with the commissioner's office and says that's not a satisfactory situation.
What we're finding is it's not being fairly applied, despite the fact that drivers of all different occupations and all different income levels are safe drivers.
Carmen Balber with Consumer Watchdog, however, is not convinced the proposed changes for how those price breaks would be awarded will be effective.
The department needs to require insurance companies to prove with hard data that the groups that get approved in the future do not discriminate against lower income communities of color who don't have college degrees.
The State Insurance Commission hopes to issue new rules for setting prices based on group categories drivers could fall under within the next 10 to 12 months. At the State Building in downtown L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.